producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Program, another hour of conversation to enlighten you as to what's happening in the world with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on your side. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The story today from a fellow in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
In hot water with his wife because of what he said in his sleep.
That's always trouble.
Man's wife had suspected her husband was cheating anyway, but he couldn't prove it. So over the weekend, while the man was half asleep, the wife began talking to him. This was Thanksgiving night. She says, quote, "He told me the name and address of the other woman." So he was gone on Saturday night. She visited the address and found her husband there in the sack with his mistress.
He told her the address? What a dope.
She's filing for divorce today.
Yeah, no kidding.
And here's a good one from Thanksgiving weekend.
That's too funny.
I guess the choice would be, Roberta, what's more important, keeping your car running or keeping the symbol of your marriage? What would you choose? If you didn't have any money to buy gasoline, would you not buy gasoline, or would you pawn your ring
for gasoline? Oh,
I would pawn my ring.
Right. This woman went to one of the gas stations in town in Panama City, Florida, to give. She thought she had $5. She wanted to pump the gas, so she told the attendant she'd pay for it when she was all done pumping the gas. She pumped $5 worth of gas and couldn't find any money. So she went into the clerk and said, "Here's my wedding ring." She says, "I'll come back when I get the rest of the money from my grandmother."
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. Right. Oh, my goodness.
You know there's something
collateral, right?
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah, exactly. There was something going on. At DougStephan.com today, here's something. It's a sign of the times. This is the first time I've ever seen this, frankly. How many people have telephone booths still in their neighborhood? Can you find a place where there's a telephone booth around where you are? I can't.
New Orleans, no.
No, I can't remember any. In your neighborhood, Jennifer, where you are?
Oh, I'm sure, probably.
You think there's a phone booth around?
No, there aren't any phone booths. No, I'm just making a joke.
I saw a phone booth last week, and I was trying to think where it is.
Yeah. Oh, I know where I saw one, not so recently, but about a year ago, was at the courthouse in Los Angeles. I had to go testify at, like, a small claims thing, and there were phone booths. Payphones.
You know, it's what I'm trying to remember. We talked about this a while back. It's the law that there still needs to be
a phone booth someplace,
somewhere for emergency purposes.
Really?
Something like that. Yeah.
Really?
So there are.
I have a lot of the phones that connect directly to 911, which are along the side of the highway, anyway. So
yeah. And, well, you know what they have at airports now is these phone booths where it's Wi-Fi calls. So they're using VoIP, voice over the internet, and you can use the phone for free to call anywhere in the continental United States, but you have to sit there and stare at a screen that's on the phone that feeds you advertising.
Great.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Jennifer.
A dumb one. Again, this might be a derailer.
No, there's no dumb question. Only the question has been asked.
So you know how you're driving along the interstate and you see the blue call box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever used one of those?
No. Have you?
No, I'm curious. Is it like a phone I could call anyone, or is it just like straight to 911?
No, it goes straight to 911 or straight to the police. One or the other.
You know there are websites? Payphonesnearme.com?
No.
Of course there are.
Where
of
is
course.
There a payphone near you?
Payphonesnearme.com.
Payphones near me.
And there's going to be an app, too, you can put on
payphone-directory.com.
Why would you want one if you have a smartphone?
Well, I guess.
What, you going to use the app on your smartphone to find a telephone booth?
No.
Good. So anyway, the American government has the National Register of Historic Places. and they have put their first telephone booth, which is located across an Arkansas highway from the Prairie Grove Civil War Battle State Park, which is northwest of Little Rock. This is the only phone booth between Little Rock and some other town. This is the president of the telephone company has said this is an understatement. Surprising. This is one of those aluminum phone booths. They were made out of aluminum. It is now a relic. The telephone produced $4 a year in revenue for the company in 1950 when it was put in. This phone booth goes back to 1950.
City.
How about that?
So in Fairfax County, where I am,
yeah,
there are about 15 payphones.
Really? Are they the aluminum kind, or are they like just on the side of a pole?
Doesn't say. As a matter of fact, there's one in the giant supermarket in the grocery store right next to my house.
Really? All right. So the phone booth. Remember that? What was it called? Phone with Kiefer Sutherland was the voice of the phone.
Yeah.
Did they have this kind of a phone booth?
Yes.
In that movie?
It was that blue and aluminum phone booth, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was the is that Ethan Hawke? Who was it?
No, it's Colin Farrell.
Oh, Colin Farrell, yeah.
As you would say, Colin Farrell.
Colin.
I said that, right. But anyway, this the fact this telephone is the first one in the National Register of Historic Places, apparently there's not much else going on in town. It's a really big source of pride for the community that the only phone booth that's made it into the National Register of Historic Places is the only phone booth in this Prairie Grove County.
Isn't it funny? You hear a phone ring and it could be anybody, but a ringing phone has to be answered, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He was so
creepy.
Great in that movie.
Yeah.
He was so great in that movie.
It was creepy. You're right about that. 13 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop.
doorstop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try Snorestop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, Snorestop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try Snorestop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. Snorestop, keeping you together.
Together, 17 after the hour, actually specifically 16 and change after. Jennifer, Roberta, Doug, and Rich on the Good Day program. We were talking a minute ago about this fellow whose wife was listening to him talking while he was asleep. Here's a follow-up from the Thanksgiving week.
One ring of
happy
dingy.
Birthday to Bob first. All right, don't let me forget, Jennifer, to talk about the naked woman in this guy's driveway.
Never would I let you forget that.
Let's not forget about that. And it wasn't Bob's driveway.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Bob. Happy birthday to
you.
Bob Kay is from time to time heard on this program. He's behind the scenes, which is a good place for him most of the time.
Yeah, very much.
Yes, very much so. A lot of what you hear on the air, Bob is responsible for.
And we apologize.
We don't.
That's okay. I have a face for radio.
Yes, you do. And a Facebook page to prove it. So anyway, happy birthday. You are still considerably older than I am, as I recall.
I know, and I know that makes you very happy.
Oh, we found the one person.
Yeah, oh, very nice, Richie. Very cute.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday. Get back
happy
to work.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so here's the story about money that perhaps you haven't
what
heard
about naked ladies
before.
In the driveway?
Oh, I'm doing the... You want? Which one do you want?
Oh, well, you told me to remind you.
Well, I was going
to
do the naked ladies as the kicker, but okay, I'll do it now. The this is sort of a follow-up to the fellow who we were talking about a few minutes ago, who it was home in bed and he was asleep and he was talking about his girlfriend to his wife, including the address. So she wrote it down and caught him over there. So here's another story. But this is not quite as gruesome because this fellow actually gave credit to his wife. She understood when he walked into the door, into the house with a naked woman. The report is that 65-year-old Ernest Kramer was out last week until 11 o'clock. He came home and found a naked college student in his driveway.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was lost.
Wow. Some guys get all the luck.
According to him, because his driveway was
so... It's a good thing I have a compass.
The driveway was so dark, he couldn't tell the woman was naked until he got her into the house.
Oh, sure.
Right. He took off his shirt and put it on her. My wife never batted an eye when I walked in the house without a shirt on and a drunk girl wearing my shirt.
That's a good woman.
Oh, my God.
That's a tired woman is what that is.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, I wanted to spend some time, but I'm not sure. We don't spend enough time talking about money. So I want to spend some time talking about money here. And I'm going to sort of the teaser for the conversation is asking all of you who are parents whether or not you give your children advice on money. Richie, do you give advice to your children on money?
No, I make them earn every cent.
All right, but you don't care what they spend it on?
My daughter I have to manage a little bit more because she will just buy anything. But my kids, if they want to buy a toy, I say, okay, what are you going to do to earn the money?
Mm-hmm, okay.
So my son cleaned all the windows in the house 2 weeks ago because he wanted to buy a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cleaned out the garden beds the other day because he wanted to buy something for his bike.
Yep.
So
when I was a kid, I had to do that. I didn't get anything for it. It was just part of, okay, these are your chores.
Well, no, I mean, he's got chores. He's got to clean his room and take cut the trash and all that kind of stuff. But then above and beyond, he has to go out and figure out a way
but
to make money.
But you don't give them advice. Interesting. I want to find out later on.
I live the advice.
Jennifer got advice from her parents.
Of course.
And whether Roberta is passing it along to her children.
Here's my advice to my kids. Nobody will ever give you anything.
Yep. You have to earn it. 21 after the hour. That's good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Adele's 25 is the first album to sell more than 3 million copies in 1 week. To be specific, 3.4 million copies. 3,400,000 copies. Breaking the way that they count record sales. So all hail Adele. All hail Adele. What'd you say, Jinjin?
She's the queen of pop right now.
That's really nothing. If you think about it, I mean, there's 315 million people in this country.
Yeah.
So 1% of them bought the...
No, I mean, this is worldwide, right?
But how does it compare to other songs? She's decided not to do the traditional thing of, giving half the money to interlopers and interceders. This is a direct deal.
She is not going to stream any of the music from this album on Spotify or Apple Music. You have to go
that
buy the CD.
Doesn't hurt her.
Well, it's made her be able to sell 3.4 million
CDs. So what were your point was, you were about to say, well, somebody else sold X number of records.
No, it just seems like that is like monumental sales.
Yeah.
But you know who beats her?
The percentage of everything, it's so tiny.
Do you know who still is beating her? Yeah, and maybe this will change as the numbers continue to come in. But NSYNC, in their release of Pop and Celebrity CD, it still beats Adele.
It's very big. Yeah. Right, big.
It was awesome.
25 past the hour. So here's a Taylor Swift story that gives you a clue as to what she really is all about. The story of a 12-year-old girl named Horja Hope, diagnosed with a condition that causes progressive inner ear hearing loss that she can't recover from. She will go deaf. The first thing that she said when she found out that she was going to go deaf was, I quote, won't be able to hear Taylor Swift sing.
Wow.
Aww.
So, the local radio station put together, apparently her sister told the radio station what was going on, and because Taylor Swift was live in concert in their community, the radio station got to the promoters. The promoters went to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift says, please bring her to the concert. I want her to sit right up front so she can hear me. And apparently she did some other things as well. She met with her. And the thing, and it doesn't, the story does not suggest this, but from what I know of Taylor Swift, and there's some others who would do this sort of thing too. If there was an operation, see, what you don't know behind the scenes is that sometimes, and I use Rush Limbaugh as an example of this, when he lost his hearing because of whatever was going on in his inner ear, he had the money to get an ear implant, in essence, an electronic, a cochlear, I believe they call it, cochlear ear implant, that even when you're deaf, you then can hear to a point so he can function normally now. And I've heard of other people that have that. So it would not surprise me at all from what I know about Taylor Swift and how she is. I don't know what this cost, but I'm sure it's probably $1 million, depending on, you know, how often you have to have a change. I mean, this is an operation. You got to drill into your head and stick something in there so that the audio will hit the nerves.
Yeah, and it's $100 for Tylenol, so when you put it in perspective, it's expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to hear.
Sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Swift would pay for that. I think that's the kind of person that she is.
She does a really good job for her fans.
Well, but she's...
I think that gets overwhelming, though, when you're...
Asking you for something?
No, I mean, we always tell the stories of Taylor Swift and these good things that she does to people in need. And after a while, do you think that she just, like, is like, oh, my God.
No, why? She's not like you. You think that way, but that doesn't mean that she's...
No, it must be so demanding.
Oh, I think I think you're right. But, I mean, being demanding at that age, look at all of the things that are expected of her.
27?
Yeah, look at what she... Every song that she comes out with is scrutinized as Adele's now.
Who's it about? What's it about? What happened?
Right,
yeah.
Right. And will it be a hit?
What boyfriend is this one?
Will it be a hit? The pressure has got to be, I mean, depending on whether you pay attention to
it. She handles it well.
I have to. All right, it's 28 after the hour. Speaking of handling things well, we're handling today on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. This holiday season, consumers are increasingly relying on smartphones to make their lives easier. The second annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly 2 in 5 Americans shop for goods and services on their mobile device, with more than half of millennials doing so. Shoppers are also considering using their smartphones in store, as more than 1/3 say they would or have already used their smartphone to make a purchase at checkout. Mobile is also top of mind for gifting and tipping. 56% of respondents would consider paying someone using person-to-person payments via a mobile banking app, including family, friends, and household helpers. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
Mobile is rapidly changing the way we shop for goods and services. It's important for us to provide our customers with convenient offerings that help simplify their financial lives, especially during the rush of the holiday season.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Last week, Julie Carroll posted a status that read, "Just had the most delicious banana ever." It got 2 likes and 4 comments. Well, Julie, Geico also wants to make a comment. What if we told you in as little as 15 minutes you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico? With those hundreds of dollars, we bet you can find another banana equally, if not more delicious, than the one you had last week. Hashtag go bananas, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, where we talk about what's going on in the real world versus, say it again, Doug.
The research for
first. Some of that foolishness that you hear from some of the news media. Apparently, there's a big problem with speeding bus drivers in Washington. And the metro system supervisors are now being posted around D.C. armed with radar guns. The crackdown began apparently last month. 150 citations have been issued, and 5 bus drivers have been suspended, Richie. Metro says drivers are slowing down. Program is meant to educate employees, not punish them. Why don't they have some sort of a train? Have to have people out on the road to do this. They have supervisors in the bus. I think this would be kind of embarrassing.
I'm going to go a little deeper on this. I'm going to say that these bus drivers are required to stay on some sort of schedule.
Yeah.
And that it's probably with D.C. traffic impossible to stay on that schedule.
Yeah. So
and that the D.C. Metro is broke and can't afford to put more buses on those routes. So the guys are speeding up because if they don't finish their route in the allotted time, they probably get some kind of...
Docked.
Yeah.
Huh. That's an interesting way of looking at it.
The Washington, D.C. Metro is a mess. We used to,
it used to be great.
The shining star of, of metros. The trains.
Thanks to the great leadership that we have locally and nationally, that's the end of that.
Their safety record has just become horrible. It's just everything's out. It needs to be serviced. They can't afford to fix it. They want to raise the rates on the parking.
But they're paying plenty of money to the employees that are sitting around doing nothing, I'll bet.
Well, and the the Congress, because Washington, D.C. is overseen by Congress. We have a mayor, but the mayor reports to Congress. They decided to let the National Safety Transportation Board take control of the Washington Metro.
Very sweet. Okay. Thank you, Washington. The money focus that I started a few minutes ago, I asked Richie whether he gave advice to his children on their spending and how they got their money. The reason I'm asking is because there's a survey. This is my attempt. I used to love to do this, and I haven't done it for a long time, but I think I'm going to go back to it because I like to see what the survey says.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
Most parents have no problem being generous with money advice, not so much with money. According to a new study by Visa, 85% of mothers and fathers with children under the age of 18 say they talk to their child or their children regularly about money management. About a third of the parents polled said that they actually talk to their children on a daily basis about using their money wisely. Another, 3 in 10 talk to them at least once a week. So, Richie told us about his story. Jennifer, did your parents give you rich advice on what to do with money? You earn it all? Did they give you allowance? How did you
My mom didn't give me a lot of advice, and I never had an allowance. I kind of was responsible for cleaning my room, and that was it.
Yeah.
If I did something extra, maybe they would give me a few bucks. But I was, I mean, I started working at 12, so that was sort of my allowance. Is I'd start working for my dad, I'd answer phones and alphabetize records and file stuff, and so I earned that money. And I think probably the greatest lesson is he, when I turned 16, he said, you know what? I need you to, we need you to start driving to school. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my car, my old car, old 1980 something Lincoln, right? If you don't like it. And I was like, Dad, I don't want that car. That's embarrassing. You know, I was all right. Well, if you don't want it, you know what to do. You can start working and earning it. And so that's exactly what I did. I bought my first new car when I was 16. I bought a Nissan Maxima. I bought it myself. I paid every single bit of it all myself. He didn't help me at all. And that was because I was a little spoiled girl who wanted a cute car. And so he said, you know what? You want to be spoiled? You can pay for it.
But he had to finance it for you because you couldn't get financing.
He co-signed it.
Right, yeah.
But I paid every little bit of it. I mean, every bit.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so Roberta, how have you handled it with your two daughters?
Well, the older one is very financially irresponsible. I've tried talking to money about her, talking about money to her, and I'm just setting up a very strict special needs trust for her so that she gets what she needs, but she has no control over anything. The younger one, on the other hand, from the time she was a teenager, whatever money she had, she would always take 10 or 20% of it and stick it into her bank account, which amazed me. She just had a natural...
Did she earn it, or was it stuff that you...
No, this is money she earned. This is money she earned. But even if I gave her money,
so that's
let's say I gave her 20, I gave her $20, she would stick $5 in her bank account.
So what have you told them about spending it? In what way have you advised them to spend it wisely or not?
Well, I didn't advise them. I showed them. I would give, when they were younger, I would give them each $5 or $10, and we would go to a thrift store, and I would say, buy whatever you want. And they would buy, like, a load of stuff, like, mostly toys. At that point, they were looking for toys, and toys were 25 cents or 50 cents or a dollar. So they'd come out with a bag of toys, and then I would give them $5 or $10, and we would go to Toys R Us, and I would say, go buy whatever you want. That was the lesson.
Well,
how to spend your money
easily,
how to find the best deals.
We can do so much good for our children. Excuse me, if we do two things. One, spend wisely, and I'm talking about by you show by you always lead by example, but then you can also show them some of the Megan's always been actually both of my children are quite good at being frugal because they didn't have a lot of money to begin with, and so under the circumstances it is I guess that over the years, if they'd watched carefully what I did, they might not have gotten the right idea, because I've not always been as responsible as I might have been with my money. But anyway, the thing that is most important for us all to understand, this is sort of one of my new causes, to understand what abundance is about and how you can create your own. It's not like you have to take from somebody else. You never, in a spiritual sense, you never, ever are going to get ahead by taking from somebody else. If you try to steal somebody's business, or you know, whatever it is that isn't yours will sooner or later come back to haunt you. And so I think around that, understanding that money is energy, and there are so many possibilities that go with it. So I have an idea for you all to think about. Take out a dollar bill. Richie, take out a dollar bill. Jennifer, you got one handy by.
Go ahead.
Roberta, take out a dollar bill.
Okay.
And hold it in your hand. Well, it doesn't have to be a $1 bill. Maybe a 10 or a 20 or a 100 or whatever.
Can I use my credit card, my debit card?
No, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe this would work.
It might.
Yeah. Hold it in your hand.
Okay.
Imagine everywhere that money that's represented by the dollar bill or by the credit card has been.
Ew.
And everywhere it will be going.
Full insurance.
When you think about it. Well, I mean, just think about it. Let's say, Richie, you spent $100 for groceries.
Yep.
And part of the $100 went to pay for the meat and the poultry and the milk and the cereal and the nuts and the fruit or whatever it is that you bought. So this is the imagination that I'm trying to tap into. Think about the people who have benefited from whatever amount of money that you're holding in your hand, whether it's a dollar bill, a $100 bill, whatever it is, or a credit card, and what they might have used it for. Think of the people who will in the future benefit. So let's say a part of the $10 goes to the buying of bananas, and the banana guy gets X number of dollars for growing it, and the shipper gets X number of dollars for moving it, the store gets X number of dollars for putting it out and you buying it. Do you understand the energy that's this is such a very important thing, and I think that's the way of teaching youngsters how to buy responsibly, how to think about where it goes. A great lesson for anybody. I was thinking about this when I was in a taxi not long ago, and thinking, okay, I'm giving this money to this guy. He's from Saudi Arabia or whatever. Does he send the money back? I mean, we know what the farm workers do with the money that they earn here. They send it back to their native country. We may not like the fact that they're here, but that's what. And so what happens to it down there? What does it buy? Where does it go? It is so important to understand the power of money and how it just spreads. And if you use it wisely, it seems to me, and buying food is wise, if it goes to helping to make jobs, create jobs, support jobs, that's good. I think that's the universal energy. If you think that it's not just you and yours, it may be that you think it's my money because I've earned it. Yeah, it is. But then you earned it from a lot of people who are just like, it's a circle. Do you see what I'm trying to do? I'm drawing a circle with that money. It just goes around, and you can make the circle bigger. There's nothing anywhere that says you only can have X number of dollars. You only have a limit upon the amount of money you can make by whatever limits you place on yourself. And so the small circles can get bigger and bigger and bigger. I think about Bill Gates, who is this week working in Paris to try to come up with some technology to affect global climate change. Well, this guy didn't have two nickels to rub together when he went out to college, and he quit college because he needed a job. He couldn't pay for college. So he took his creative abilities in the software business, and look what he created. Out of nothing, something. Out of the few, I mean, there's an expression that goes with that, but I just think that it's important for us to have a healthy relationship with money. It's a metaphor for all kinds of things that are in our lives, but the energy of it, the vitality, the creativity, if you will, is very empowering. So if you don't think you have enough money, then if you have a lot of time and you have physical vitality, guess what? You can get yourself more money. You can create money. And there are people who hoard money because they feel secure. They feel like they got to have it. They can't. You know, I know people who have millions of dollars that don't want to spend it because they're worried about what if. I don't know whether that's really responsible on my part. I don't have that same feeling. I think that you put it into the universe and you spend it, you keep people going, keep things going, keep it earning. And I think that's what to think about here in whatever relationship you have with money. If it's a healthy relationship, then that's good. Congratulations to you. If it's not healthy, why isn't it healthy? And what can you do to make it healthy? Because if you're always in debt, that's not good. There are some people who go into debt, come out of debt. I've done that 4 or 5 times in my life. Been in debt, been out of debt. In debt, out of debt. It just depends on what your toleration is for this sort of thing. And also, what you can do with it. If you have faith in yourself, you know you can, you know, sort of what goes around comes around. Richie, you've seen an interesting example of that with me in the 18 years that I've known you.
Yep.
When high, it's up, it's down. It's just, that's the way it is.
Checks come and the checks go.
Yeah.
Well, but you see, it goes into the coffer to pay all of the people who try to work on this program and make it possible. And, you know, that's what's, I think, so significant. And you can take this, you can spread it out no matter what. You can take this principle, look at that dollar bill, look at that credit card, and you can use this exercise, and it applies to anything, I think. And then you better appreciate what that money is all about. I'm not saying you better, I'm just saying I think you better have a better understanding of what the money does. I hope that's important for you. 45 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Mom gives us her own special Christmas ornament every year. This year, she gave me one that looks like me, playing soccer. It even has my name on it. It's my most favorite ornament ever. Thanks, Mom.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere carry on the tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. Ornaments represent stories and memories. And PersonalCreations.com has over 1,000 to choose from in their ornament workshop. They have adorable ornaments that can be designed to look like anyone in your family, doing the activity, hobby, or occupation they love. Each ornament is expertly hand-painted or laser-engraved with any name and ships within 3 days. Radio listeners, for a limited time, when you order any ornament on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one. And personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 1717. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 1717.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right. So the question comes before us. Have you seen the mouse on Mars? There is a mouse, a gigantic mouse.
As in Mickey?
On Mars. Well, no, this looks like a rodent kind of a mouse. If you go to the NASA website, you can see...
Is it on the moon or is it on Uranus?
No, it's on...
Yeah, there's a website.
Hey, that's a Roberta. That's a Roberta question.
Thanks, guys.
It looks like it's a rock, but it looks like a mouse. Yeah, it's like that little. There was a picture, and this is how
like
close
Richard Gere just went to outer space.
Oh, that's a.
But there's also that little woman, that miniature woman with a dress on that they.
Yeah, I liked
her.
Oh, yeah, walking around. Well,
Don't you wonder sometimes, honestly, where the heck this stuff comes from? Maybe it's
aliens.
Too much. You think
aliens.
That's what it is? Maybe
yes,
having too much
definitely.
Schnapps over Thanksgiving. If you are a perfectionist, chances are the aroma of turkey and the sound of jingle bells makes you a bit nervous. Don't get nervous. Just have fun as we get into the Christmas season. Let's have a good Christmas season and a good New Year. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The hour is Tech Talk time on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. And joining Jennifer and Richie and Kenny me is Richard Schemmel, who is the contributor that you didn't found BuzzFeed, Richard, did you? I think that you're just
I started working with BuzzFeed early on.
Uh-huh. So you're a tech media guy. That's what you've matriculated into. All right. So we have we have items of interest, including our poll, the focus on what do they call this something Monday technology. What do they call
Cyber
this?
Monday.
Cyber Monday.
I like something Monday better than that. Has a ring to it.
All right, we'll get to that. I'm mocking it a little bit, and with good reason. That's one of the stories coming up. Let's stand by for that. Rich will be here in a moment on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
All right, so the first item of interest at DougStephan.com, the Internet has taken to mocking the Islamic State Day. What are we? Daesh? How do we pronounce it? Daesh?
Daesh.
Daesh. They've edited rubber ducks into recruitment photos.
They're very smart.
That's funny.
It's pretty funny. All right, Richard. The Internet has been loaded. The news media has been loaded. And advertising
loaded.
Has been loaded. And a lot of people got loaded over the weekend as well, including Michael Weatherly from NCIS. The fatigue that people are feeling already, one wonders if that will break into or cut into the predictions that we will have the largest shopping season, most profitable, or most money spent, not necessarily the most profitable, most money spent for this holiday season ever. And I wonder how much of that is going to be part of what goes on Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, so many ads, so many offers, so much product to buy. What's going to be left in December to buy?
Well, maybe according to the retailers, nothing. They'll hope they can start over again. But I just, you know, you look at some of these. I was looking at catalogs last night trying to figure out, because I still sort of buy things out of catalogs. I'm not an online shopper really at all. I do a little bit.
Who still sends catalogs out?
Oh, are you kidding? Tons. I have like 25, 30. Oh, my God. Yeah, lots of them, Richie.
Wow.
Yeah. So what is the, in terms of technology, would you say is the most trendy gift to this point, Richard?
This year you're seeing hoverboards, the Amazon Echo, drones, wearables, meaning the Apple Watch.
So the hoverboard is I guess that requires technology. I don't even know how that works. Anybody know how that works?
Yeah, it's got a gyro. Gyrometer, gyro, really? Something in it that keeps it kind of like the Segways,
mm-hmm.
except no handle.
There's a lot of Star Wars material around for sure, isn't there?
It's the Blitz. I was in a Target store yesterday, and all they're doing is Star Wars. Yeah. And then a lot of stores have exclusive offers.
I saw, as a matter of fact, we're talking about the looking online or looking at some of these. They're just basically magazines, the stuff that comes from various stores. And there were a lot of Star Wars items in there. And I was thinking I ought to get one for my son, but it was suggested to me it would be silly. So maybe I was thinking of getting one for myself, and I was just doing it in his name because I love Yoda. But there's a lot of that. So, and then there are a lot of children's, these tablets. I saw a lot of those advertised in the catalogs, and I'm sure they're online. From that, we glean what, other than parents are not focusing on getting their children to exercise, and that's basically, I mean, you're drowning these kids in this junk, right?
Well, an article just popped up today about VTech, one of the largest tablet makers for children. The children's tablet program was hacked.
Really?
So meaning that about 500,000 addresses and information is now in the hands of hackers.
Really? My God. All right, Richard, thank you for your visit here. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. It's Cyber Monday. Will you be shopping online? A, I already am. B, probably. C, maybe when I get home from work. D, maybe while I'm at work.
I'm shopping right now.
E, I don't buy anything online. Oh, there you go. Check. We'd like to know your preferences. Let us know. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.